objective of the NPT is to achieve a world without nuclear weapons under effective international control, reaffirmed and further elaborated in the outcome documents of review conferences. It is clearly reflected in the unequivocal undertaking of the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals. The NPT recognizes that nuclear disarmament must not diminish security for all. Furthermore, all states have responsibility to contribute to the zero goal. Nuclear disarmament cannot be seen in isolation from the broader international security landscape. Making substantial progress on the implementation of Article 6 will be a formidable challenge. While the nuclear weapon states bear the primary responsibility, all other states must also do their part in laying out the foundations for further cuts. Among the states parties to the NPT, there are divergent views on the treaty on prohibition of nuclear weapons. Norway did not take part in the negotiations of this treaty and reiterated its views on this instrument in the UN General Assembly. Irrespective of the positions we hold on the TPNW, we need to work constructively together in order to move closer to the NPT's objective. Our first aim is to prevent the use of nuclear weapons. An effectively verifiable fissile material cutoff treaty would be a significant step forward. This would demonstrate the reduced salience of nuclear weapons in future security policies. An FMCT that provides for gradual inclusion of stocks in excess of military requirements would be a substantial contribution to nuclear disarmament. Consolidation of the non-test norm is essential. This norm has been seriously undermined by the DPRK. We urge all remaining Annex II states to meet international community's requirements in this respect. Mr. Chair, promoting trust and confidence is essential to foster a global environment conducive to nuclear disarmament. We must explore all avenues to uphold existing arms control agreements. We need to ensure compliance with existing treaties as well as laying out the necessary groundwork for future reductions. We welcome the strategic dialogue between the US and the Russian Federation. They are strongly encouraged to maintain and extend the New START, to resolve compliance matters related to the INF, and to initiate strategic talks that could lead to deeper cuts in all categories of nuclear weapons. Nuclear disarmament verification increases confidence among the nuclear weapon states. It is also essential that non-nuclear weapon states are confident that nuclear weapon states live up to their disarmament commitments. Norway took a lead in the process that led to the UN General Assembly Resolution 7167 on nuclear disarmament verification, and we are pleased that the governmental group of experts will commence its work in a few weeks. In the margins of this second meeting of the PrepCom, there are a number of side events on nuclear disarmament verification, which I encourage you all to attend. The fact-based approach to the humanitarian consequences of nuclear detonations should inspire us to do more to reduce risks associated with nuclear weapons. Norway supported the resolution on decreasing the operational readiness of nuclear weapon systems in the UN General Assembly. Negative security assurances represent another area of possible progress. Such assurances were part of the package that led to the indefinite extension of the NPT in 1995. The legitimate interest of non-nuclear weapon states in achieving legally binding negative security assurances has also been recognized in NPT outcome documents. A key avenue here is the establishment of regional nuclear weapons-free zones, freely agreed on by the countries concerned. A credible and robust non-proliferation regime is a prerequisite for a world without nuclear weapons. We must resolve the current threat to the regime posed by the irresponsible actions of the DPRK, and we need to preserve the JCPOA. This means finding ways to address other legitimate concerns regarding Iran's missile program and its regional activities. A fundamental precondition for a credible regime is the full universalization of the comprehensive safeguards agreements and the additional protocol. The IAEA must be equipped with the necessary mandate and tools to inspect all nuclear activities in any given country to ascertain that they are for peaceful purposes only. Mr. Chair, it is important that the steps forward are pursued through established intergovernmental mechanisms set up by the SSOD1. We sincerely hope that we can enter a stage now where we make full use of both the UN Disarmament Commission and the Conference on Disarmament to advance our disarmament agenda. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished